Welcome to day 25 of Kingdom in the Chaos. Disappointment has a way of sneaking into our lives and shaking the ground beneath us. Sometimes it's an unmet expectation. Sometimes it's a broken relationship. And sometimes it's that long-prayed prayer that still feels unanswered. Those moments can leave us feeling weighed down, like we're carrying a burden too heavy to lift. But here's the beauty of God's word. He doesn't dismiss your pain. He doesn't rush you past it. And he doesn't shame you for feeling it. Psalm 42 shows us that our questions, our doubts, and even our cries of why all belong in his presence. God is big enough to handle our honesty. And in the middle of our disappointment, he whispers a gentle reminder that hope is not lost. Today, we're going to talk about how to sit with your sadness without letting it define you, how to cry out to God without fear, and how to let hope slowly rise again in your soul, like the first light of morning after a long night. If you've been carrying disappointment, this devotional is for you. So let's take a deep breath. Say this prayer with me. Father, we bring you the disappointment sitting heavy on our hearts. You see the brokenness, the unanswered prayers, and the quiet and sometimes loud tears. Remind us that even here, in the midst of our hurt, your faithfulness does not change. Help us hold on to hope, not by denying our pain, but by trusting that you are with us in it. Lift our eyes to you, Lord, and let your presence be our steady peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Psalm 42:11. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him. Sometimes disappointment hits us right in the soul. Those moments when our expectations are unmet. Relationships feel broken or prayers seem to go unanswered. It can feel like a heavy weight pressing down, dragging us under and making it hard to breathe. But Psalm 42 doesn't shame or rush your pain. Instead, he gives your soul permission to ask the hard questions, to voice the why and the ache inside. It invites you to bring your wounded heart honestly to God, knowing that he is the one who heals and restores. Hope doesn't deny your pain. Hope doesn't pretend it isn't there. Instead, hope holds your sorrow gently while looking beyond it to the unchanging faithfulness of God. Praising Jesus again doesn't mean you have to act like everything is okay or that your heart isn't hurting. It means trusting that even in the middle of your struggle, he is still good and worthy of your faith. When disappointment settles deep within you, let hope rise up like a quiet song in your soul. Sit with your sadness. Cry if you need to. Give yourself space to feel. And then, when you're ready, gently lift your heart in hope again. Kingdom peace doesn't promise to erase the struggle or the pain. Instead, it promises to walk alongside you through it. Steady, faithful, and sure. You're not alone in your disappointment. God is with you, holding you close and leading you toward healing and peace, one step at a time. Father, I feel disappointed and heavy in my soul. Yet I choose to hope in you. Even when I'm discouraged, I will praise you again. Heal the places that ache. Restore my ability to believe in your goodness. Thank you for being my hope. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today, I want you to write about something that has deeply disappointed you. Then journal and pray, offering that pain to God and asking Him to renew your hope in Him. Friend, thank you for spending this time with me. I pray this reminder has given you permission to breathe deeply, to grieve honestly, and to remember that you're never walking alone. Disappointment may visit, but it does not get the final word. God's faithfulness does. If today's message encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with a friend who may be in the middle of their own storm. Sometimes just hearing, "You are not alone," can be the very thing someone's heart needs. And as always, I'd love to hear how God is speaking to you through these devotionals. Take heart, my friend. Hope is rising, even here, even now. Hold on to it tightly, because the God who promised to be with you is faithful and true. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.